Welcome to the Buckhead Church Podcast. If you want to learn how you can be more engaged with our church, check us out online at buckheadchurch.org, or you can connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I hope the following message inspires you to take the next step forward in your faith journey. Check it out.
Well, this feels like quite a storm in life, right? In fact, every day is making life feel more and more like a wave pool. It seems with every bit of news from the wonderful professionals at the CDC or from someone on Vice President Pence's COVID-19 team or from Dr. Tony Fauci, it just feels like every bit of news, every bit of information is rocking our society. In fact, the only certainty that I've really experienced lately is the consistent feedback that I've gotten from any medical professional who says this is unlike anything they have ever seen before. And it certainly seems true. As a nation, as a society, we've never faced anything quite like this. Fear and worry and uncertainty are creating rocky waters. But if you're a follower of Jesus, there is a way forward during the storm. And that's what I want to talk about for the next little bit. In fact, I want to start with this real simple question. What can we learn from Jesus about how to lead during storms? Jesus knew storms quite well. In fact, he had been around a lot of storms. He spent loads of time. His time on earth was spent in and on boats. And if you've ever been on a boat during a storm, you know how rocky that can feel. Andy's been walking us through Mark's perspective on the life of Jesus. And Mark points out a storm in chapter 4. Here's how it goes. Verse 35 says, "That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's go over to the other side.'" Again, this is an eyewitness report from probably Peter. Peter is telling Mark about what happened this particular day on the Sea of Galilee. Verse 36 of Mark 4 says this, "Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. And there were also other boats with him as well." Verse 37, "A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped." I think it's fair to say that what we're in the middle of right now seems like a furious squall. Right there on the Sea of Galilee, the high hills, the narrow valleys of this region created wind tunnels, which would create these furious squalls, and the breaking waves were breaking boats. Isn't that just too similar to what so many of us are feeling today? Certainly, there's fear around health. There's fear around our financial security, and there's just fear because of change. We feel swamped. We feel swamped with fear. We feel swamped with uncertainty. Verse 38, Mark notes that Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. He wasn't swamped with fear. No, he was asleep. And the disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Jesus was calm. But why? Why was Jesus calm? Well, he was calm because he was not afraid of the storm. When you're greater than the storm, when you have power over the storm, you don't have to be afraid of the storm. And so Jesus wasn't shaken. He wasn't worried. That's the great news for today, is that our God is sturdy and he's strong. God is not pacing back and forth, biting his nails, worried about the future. No, God is more powerful than any storm. And so Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, verse 39, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down and it was completely calm. So the question that leaves me with is, if Jesus can just do that, then why hasn't he? I don't know the answer to that. And maybe there's a day where we can answer that kind of question. But for now, maybe this is not the right time to ask why. Maybe now is the time to ask, now what? If God is in control of the storm, if he has control of the storm, how should we now live? What would it look like for us to live as people with strong faith, faith that believes our God is stronger, faith that believes our God is greater? Maybe it would cause us to be people of action, caring for the needs of others. In fact, that's what Jesus just did. I want you to look at what he says. Look at what happens in verse 40. Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? I know this might not seem like the most caring response, but this is Jesus caring for them in the way that they needed to be cared for. He met their physical need. He calmed the storm. He stabilized them. But then he met their spiritual need. He challenged them. Step up, be a leader, speak life, bring a word of encouragement to someone. In fact, God pointed me to this passage in Proverbs today. Chapter 12, verse 25 says this, that anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. What would it look like for us to be people of faith and lead in this way? Verse 41 ends this sequence, this story like this. The disciples were terrified and they asked each other, who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? They were stunned. They were in awe. They believed that the wind, that the waves were inferior to him, that they obeyed him. I don't even know if I believe that every day, but my hope is that I would. My hope is that I would pray like I really believe that the virus obeys God, that the market obeys God. What I know to be true is that no matter who you are a leader today. And if you're a follower of Jesus, this gives us a responsibility to step up and to lead others well, whether in our home or at work. You're a tone setter. You're a climate changer. You can be a thermostat, not just a thermometer. Yes, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, but what we know to be true is that this pandemic is not going to win. No, as Jesus followers, God invites us to celebrate in the victory that he's already given us. And so let's live in that victory. Let's live out that victory. And let's hold on to the one that has the power over the storm, the one that is holding on to us. Hebrews 6, 19 says this, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. So let's pray with the hope of Jesus, but let's also be the hope of Jesus, just like that anchor, the anchor for our soul. Let's pray together. Father, I right now just pray for anyone who feels like they're on shaky ground. I pray for anyone who feels like their soul is not firm or not secure, that maybe they don't know where to turn, they don't know what's going on, they feel upside down, they feel like they're in the middle of a wave pool. God, we just today tell you that we trust that you do have the power to calm the storms. You've done it before and you will do it again. And so I pray that we would lead like people that believe that ultimately you have the victory, that that hope would be an anchor for our soul. Our hope not in each other, our hope not in ourselves, but our hope in you. And that we would treat each other, we would love each other in that way. And as we do, I pray that we would sense your victory, that it would cause our heads to lift higher, our shoulders to be higher, that we would be able to walk in more humility, but also in more compassion for each other and more confidence in you. Thank you for Jesus, and we pray all of this in his name. Amen. Hey, if this message has been helpful for you or hopeful in any way, I hope that you'll share it with someone, and I hope that you'll be back for more stories, stories of hope, of what you're doing to be for our city and for our community.
Thanks for listening to the Buckhead Church Podcast. If you'd like more content, you can always check out our services live or on demand at buckheadchurch.org. And if you want to experience community anytime, anywhere, go to buckheadchurch.org/groups.